USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump took part in the official G7 summit welcoming ceremony. Before leaving for the summit, the president did a little Q&A with reporters and was asked about Melania Trump.
First lady is great, right there. She has to, and she wanted to go, can't fly for 1 month.
A former top security officer for the Senate Intelligence Committee was arrested yesterday and charged with lying about leaks of classified information. Congressman Steve Russell is on the House Armed Services Committee. He talks about what it means for us to have a free press.
It's a trust. It's a trust between the people that we draw our power to consent. We have our power from the consent of the people. Can they trust us with detailed information? So I think what you have here is a clear warning shot across the bow that if you are violating that trust, you will have consequences.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
The Trump administration is expressing optimism that a deal will eventually come out of the summit with the North Koreans in Singapore. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Mr. Trump has been clear that only a complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the only outcome that will be found acceptable.
President Trump is hopeful, but he's also going into the summit with his eyes wide open. We've seen how many inadequate agreements have been struck in the past. And you can be sure that President Trump will not stand for a bad deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemen.
Fans around the world are mourning the suicide of Parts Unknown host Anthony Bourdain. Here's more from Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman.
Suicide does not just happen out of the blue. I mean, 90% of the people who commit suicide have an antecedent psychiatric condition.
That audio courtesy of CBS. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Before heading off to the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump fielded some questions from reporters. He was again asked about pardons and who we may expect to see pardoned in the future.
I'm thinking about somebody that you all know very well, and he went through a lot, and he wasn't very popular then. And he wasn't very popular then. No, I'm not thinking about O.J. But he's not. Only you could say O.J. But he was not very popular then. He certainly, his memory is very popular now. I'm thinking about Muhammad Ali. I'm thinking about that very seriously. And some others. And some folks that have sentences that aren't fair. But I am thinking about Muhammad Ali.
Well, count Democratic Senator Cory Booker has one who's concerned regarding some of these pardons.
Clearly, I'm concerned about the process. There's thousands and thousands of people that deserve commutations, deserve pardons, and it shouldn't take Kim Kardashian going to the White House to get something like that done.
The Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history last night, defeating the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5. Things got very emotional on the ice last night. Take a listen to TJ Oshie.
My dad, oh boy, he doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, he's here tonight. This one will stick with him forever.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.